You have taken the precious from the worthless and given us beauty for ashes, love for hate. You have chosen weak things of the world to shame that which is strong, and the foolish things to shame the wise. You are help to the helpless, strength to the stranger, and a father to the child that's left alone. The thirsty to come to the water, and those who have no money come and buy. So come, so come, so come, behold, the days are coming. For the Lord has promised, when the plowman will overtake the reaper, and our hearts will be the threshing floor, and the move of God we've cried out for will come, surely come. Now all creation groans and waits for the Spirit and the Bride to say the words that your heart has longed to hear. So come. So of ourselves, we ask you to come, we ask you to come, we ask you to come. So come.
Scripture says in Matthew 26, of which I wish that you would get a copy of God's word and review this passage with me today. But in Matthew chapter 26, the Bible says, beginning in verse 26, "And as they were eating, Jesus took bread. He blessed and broke it, gave it to the disciples, and said, 'Take and eat it. This is my body.' And then he took a cup, and after giving thanks, he gave it to them and said, 'Drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood that establishes the covenant. It is shed for many for the forgiveness of sins. But I tell you, from this moment, I will not drink from this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it in a new way in my Father's kingdom with you.' And after singing psalms, they went out to the Mount of Olives." Would you bow with me today as we pray? And as you prepare to get your heart your life wrapped around this occasion of the Lord's Supper today. Oh, Father, I ask in the name of Jesus that the Holy Spirit will move powerfully in this place today. I ask, Lord, that as we come to this moment, that we will prepare ourselves for a move of the Lord. And I pray, God, that you would bring great encouragement to your church today, that you would bring comfort to your church today. And may the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords give us the power today to make it through our moments together. Oh God, work in this people today. Oh God, move in our hearts. Change our lives. Break us. And may, Lord, emotions run today from tears to shouts. God, we pray that you'll be strong in our midst. And as we worship today and we sing about the incredible cross of Jesus, I thank you for what Christ did for us. That alas and did my Savior bleed. And did my sovereign die? I thank you today for the blood of Christ, for the cross of Christ, the forgiveness of Christ, the healing of Christ, the restitution of Christ, the power of Christ, all because of the cross of Jesus Christ. And we worship now our Savior. Would you join us as we sing today?
Alas, and did my Savior bleed, and did my sovereign die? Would he devote that sacred head for such a worm as I? At the cross where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away, it was there. He groaned on.
I'd like for you to listen very carefully to the words that I'm going to share with you this morning about a very critical issue that occurred in the life of our church family this past Thursday. This past Thursday, our church received some regrettable and heartbreaking news. We are shocked by the shameful actions and the subsequent arrest of one of our ministers. I am so sorry for the hurt and the damage this grievous situation has caused to so many. But most of all, to the name and the cause of Jesus Christ. On behalf of our church, I apologize to all of our members, the community of Northwest Arkansas, to the country we love, and to the world we're trying to reach with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Please forgive us. Within a couple of hours of receiving this news and working through it, we requested and received the resignation of Josh Wisdom, effective immediately. He is no longer a member of this staff team. Living with genuine integrity and earning the trust of others and exhibiting a testimony worthy of the gospel is essential in the life of a minister. We make every effort possible to provide you with a staff team that represents these things. Thanks for continuing to believe in us. Our enemy, Satan himself, will do all he can to destroy a minister, his family, and his testimony. I plead with you with all that I have to pray and to ask you to pray for our ministers every day, for God's protection to be upon their lives in the dangerous times in which we live. To all of our students, please listen to me very carefully. I have 5 words for you that I do not want you to ever forget for the rest of your life. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Men will fail you, but Jesus never fails. What has happened in the life of this one man does not discredit what God may have done in your life through this man. And what has happened in the life of this one man does not discredit other ministers or the church of Jesus Christ. Remember those five words I just gave you. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Finally, our church has taken a shot this week, a major shot. But we are Jesus' church, and we will prevail. We are the church triumphant, and the gates of hell will not prevail against His church. We will rise above this, and we will be more committed than ever to Jesus and to His gospel here and around the world. And from a whisper all the way to a shout, we will live and we will proclaim Jesus. Jesus. King of kings. Lord of lords. From a whisper to a shout, we proclaim His name even here today. Worship with us now.
Whisper His name. Whisper His name. Whisper His name. And He will answer you. Whisper His name. Whisper His name. Whisper His name. And He will come to you. Just call out His name. Jesus. Call out His name. Call out His name. And He will come to you. Call out His name. Call out His name. Call out His name. And He will run to you. To shout out His name. Selfish pride, Lord, we fall down on our knees. We lift our hands to You and say, You're all we need. Just whisper His name. Whisper His name. Whisper His name, and He will answer you. Whisper His name. Whisper His name. Whisper His name. And He will come to you.
As we come to this moment to prepare ourselves for the Lord's Supper, I want to remind each one of us that if we do not have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, or we know He has forgiven us of our sins, and we have the promise of heaven when we die, then we do not need to participate in receiving the elements when they are passed in front of you today. I want to urge you this morning to understand that even those of us that know Christ, we need to have our hearts right with Christ. Even Paul warns the church that whatever take the Lord's Supper and not be where it needs to be with God. So this morning I want to ask you, really evaluate where you are. Make sure that you are where you need to be with God if you say you know Christ. And over the next few moments, as we bow our heads together, I pray that you will prepare yourself to the best of your ability, through the Holy Spirit's leadership, of course, to experience the Lord's Supper here today. Lord, our church has sinned. And we ask you, Lord, would you please forgive us of our sin? And we pray individually today that, God, we would get our hearts where our hearts need to be. And we ask now, in the name above all names, the name of Jesus, that you would do that. So right where you are, would you just ask God's Holy Spirit, say, Holy Spirit, would you reveal to me anything in my life that needs to be dealt with? Ask the Lord to forgive you. Tell the Lord you're going to turn from it. You're going to repent of it. Walk away from it. And ask the Lord for the power to do it. And throughout these next few moments, as our men pass the elements and they prepare to do so, I pray that you will use these moments of worship to reflect and to get yourself ready to receive the elements, take them into your body with the purity of heart and the commitment to live the way Jesus wants you to live. As our men prepare to give the elements today, may the rest of you be seated as we worship and receive the elements today. Thank you.
the love of Jesus, zealous and passionate full of fire.
Scripture talks about how the bread was given by the Lord Jesus to represent the body that was going to be given to them and for them on the cross. There is no way in the world that we could ever, under any of the best of our imagination, captivate the challenge and the tragic nature of death by crucifixion. There is not a film writer or a producer or anyone else who could even be able to give you even great insight into that tragic execution. It was, without any doubt, the most cruel execution, some say perhaps, in the history of the world. I want you to know today, as you eat of this bread, that it represents His body being given for you and me. And Lord, we're thankful for what You did. And our minds can't really get all around it because it was so incredible. But we're going to take You at Your word. We're going to take and eat it in a moment, this bread, as a representation of what you did for us on the cross. And we eat the bread in remembrance of you. Amen. And then Jesus talked about the wine. The wine that was given as a representation, a symbol of the blood of Jesus Christ. This wine served as a new covenant. In other words, everything had changed. No longer were Old Testament ways applicable to getting you into the presence of God. For Jesus Christ is the true, only Passover. And he gave his life, all of his life. The scripture says that life is in the blood. Hebrews says that without the shedding of his blood, there is no forgiveness of our sins. And so today I hope that you will try your very best to understand to the best of your human ability under the leadership of God's Spirit and accepting his word, that this juice that we're going to drink of in a moment is nothing more than a symbol of Jesus's death for you and me. And that it symbolizes the mighty power of his blood that washes away all of our sin. Oh, Father, thank you for giving us Christ. And thank you, Jesus, for the death, even death on the cross. And thank you that, Lord, through that death, you give us hope and you give us life. And we drink of this juice today, knowing that it symbolizes the blood of our Lord Jesus that was given for all of our sins. Thank you for this new covenant, and we celebrate it today. In remembrance of you, we drink it. And as we stand together today, would you proclaim with all that you have and all that you are these words with us today?
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
In the darkness, where everything is unknown, I face the power of sin on my own. I did not know of a place I could go where I could find a way to heal my wounded
God says these words in James chapter 5. James chapter 5, the scripture says these words. Beginning with verse 13, reading through verse number 16. Is anyone among you suffering? He should pray. Yes, you should remain standing for the word of God. To stand for a song and not stand for the scriptures, not good theology. Is anyone among you suffering? He should pray. Is anyone cheerful? he should sing praises. Is anyone among you sick? He should call for the elders of the church, and they should pray over him after anointing him with olive oil in the name of the Lord. The prayer of faith will save the sick person, and the Lord will raise him up. If he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another so that you may be healed. The intense prayer of the righteous is very powerful. In a moment, the elders of our church will be joining me all over this congregation, making themselves available to you for us to pray over you in relationship to the Scripture. The Scripture talks about a couple of kind of people here. It talks about the suffering being those who are going through moments of distress, moments of difficulty, a season of adversity. Perhaps the anguish is hard to get your arms around and definitely not your heart in. There are many here like that today. And then it talks about the sick, those who have any physical need. Sick. The Scripture talks about how you should come and let the elders of the church pray over you. That's what we're going to do. We're going to take what we call olive oil. That's all it is. It's simply olive oil. Each one of our ministers have it in a container like this. And we will take it and we will put it on your forehead. And then we will pray briefly over your need. As you come under the leadership of the Holy Spirit, listen very carefully to the words that I want to instruct you with today. All you need to do is say what your need is in a sentence, one sentence. We have many people that are going to come. We do not need dissertations. We do not need long words. God knows your need. My need is, fill in the blank in one sentence. If you go longer, we're going to stop you and we're going to say, now, what is your need specifically? We're going to put the oil on you. We're going to lay our hands upon you. We're going to pray. Now, Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would speak to your people, that you will call those here today who need prayer to come, those who are really going through difficult times of suffering, and others who are going through moments of sickness. Now, if you would, as you are seated in your chair today, everyone, and Lord, as our ministers get themselves into place today, may God move in a special way. And may this be a time when we see the hand of God prove to be very strong in our midst. There are many people in the valley today. I thank you that you are the same in the valley and in the mountaintop. May God speak. May God prevail. May God heal from suffering. And may he heal from sickness. Dr. Jesus, we welcome you to come and do what man cannot do. Would you come today and administer the healing power of the Father? those of you that will perhaps not come. You can pray for those that come. You can come to the altar, pray for them. You can pray for them at your chair. You can worship with us as we worship, because all of this is worship right now at one time. All of it is worship. You come today.
You are my shepherd, and I shall not want. Lord, you are my shepherd, and I shall not want. You make me lie down in green pastures. You restore my soul. And Lord, you are my shepherd, and I shall not want. You are my shepherd, and I shall not want. You lead me beside quiet waters. You restore my soul. You lead me in the paths of righteousness. You lead me in the paths of righteousness for your name's sake. For your name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. For you are with me. You are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table for me in the presence of mine enemies. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, you prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. The presence of mine enemies. You anoint my head with oil. You anoint my head with oil. The oil of your Holy Spirit, Lord. You anoint my head with oil. My head with oil. The oil of your Holy Spirit, Lord. Let it overflow. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. Surely kindness and mercy is going to follow me all the days of my life, days of my life. And I will dwell in your house forevermore. Jesus, I will dwell in your house forevermore, forevermore. You are my shepherd. Jesus, you're the good shepherd.
To sing to you.
cares for his own. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, I cannot bear my burdens alone. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, Jesus can help me, Jesus alone. And I must tell Jesus all of my troubles. He is a kind, compassionate friend. If I but ask him, he will deliver, make all my troubles. And he is jealous for me, loves like a hurricane. I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory,
let the word of faith go out.
And I realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for me. Oh, how he loves us so. Oh, how he loves us. How he loves us. Like a hurricane.
last time.
Yeah, he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves.
We wait on you, Father. Just continue to heal, Lord. Just continue to heal, Father.
And I will bless the Lord forever.
Bless him.
And I will trust him at all times. He has delivered me from all fear. He has set my feet upon the rock.
Before we sing this next phrase, what does it mean to not be moved? God is doing great things today in the prayers of his people. Do not be moved. As you declare who he is now, do not be moved. Do not be moved in Jesus' name.
And I will not be moved. And I'll say of the Lord, you are my shield, my strength, my portion, deliverer, my shelter, strong tower, my very present help in time of need.
As our heads are bowed before the Lord today, if there's anyone here today that wants Christ as Savior and Lord, I pray today that you would come to one of our pastors and receive Christ. If there's anyone here today that wants to join the Church of Pinnacle Hills, I pray you would come to one of our pastors and tell them today you want to unite with this fellowship of believers. Anyone here today believes God called them to ministry or missions, come to one of our pastors and surrender your life to do that today. Would you do that? Oh, friend, I pray that you would come. May the Holy Spirit lead you to come. And if there's anyone else today that desires to be prayed over today, I pray you would make your way. We're about to wrap it up. We're about to be gone, but we want to obey the Lord. And I pray that you would come and you would make your way right now. Would you come? Would you make your way and come? In these closing moments, you come now. Would you come right now? Our ministers are waiting for you. Come as we sing together. Everyone standing, would you please come right now?
Lost are saved, find their way at the sound of your great name. All condemned, feel no shame at the sound of your great name. Everything has no place at the sound of your great name. The enemy, he has to leave at the sound of your great name. Jesus, worthy is the Lamb that was slain.
Listen, folks, the rest of you can come as need be, but I want to ask today for all of our teenagers, for all of our students, and for all of our student workers, I want to ask that you come and just stand before me today. Would you do that? Come and make your way right here. Would you do it? All of our teenagers and all of our student workers, would you make your way? Wherever you're seated in the auditorium, would you do it? Let's make your way quickly. I'll come this way since a lot of us are right here. All right, now listen. In a moment, I want to pray for you, but I want to talk to you just for a brief moment. And adults, let me just say, would you just endure this moment and hopefully even pray for this moment while I take this moment to share. Listen, students, what I told you today, don't you ever forget in your life. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Listen, every one of us are disappointed by the moments we've experienced this week. Every one of us have probably thought about it, been burdened by it. Many of us have cried over it. Many of us don't know how to respond to it. Some of you might be angry over it. You may be just flat out angry about it. You may be trying to reason and say, how could this happen and over here this happened? That doesn't make sense. Why in the world do I need to have that in my life? I don't understand that. I don't buy that. It's wrong. I don't want that part. Okay, fine. Let me tell you something. Listen carefully. One man made one mistake. Everybody got that? Every one of you, you make a mistake. The only problem is, according to James chapter 3, verse 1, he who teaches the word puts himself under a stricter judgment. Therefore, the accountability is high, and the accountability should be high. And the accountability, listen to me, will be high in this church. But here's what I want to challenge every one of you students to do and you workers. Forgive. Forgive. But I want you to understand also the seriousness of sin. Sin has a cost. Sin desires to reveal itself. And we saw that this week. I mean, I could talk for a long time about that. But I was reading the Proverbs the other day, and it talks about how this kind of stuff just doesn't make sense. That here it is that a person makes a decision that cost him his life. And it did cost him much of his life, his ministry. And we're going to love him, or we're going to encourage him, but we're going to encourage him to repentance. We're going to encourage him to help. We're going to encourage him to be healed because he needs healing. But about you, learn from this. Grow from this. This is not about whether you're going to be committed to Jesus anymore in your life. If you're going to be committed to Jesus and not committed to Jesus because of some person in your life that disappoints you, you're never going to make it with God anyway. I got people every week in my church that disappoint me. But I crawl in that pulpit every Sunday and I preach. I got my eyes off people years ago. I would have absolutely told the ministry to forget it. I have been enormously disappointed by lay people in my church. I have been enormously disappointed by lay leaders in my church. I have been enormously disappointed by staff members in my church. But I've been committed all the time. Faithful. You need to worry about one person, your own life, your own self. You get your heart right about it. You leave in the hands of God. And I want to let every one of you students know, and you look at me. That day is gone now, and it's time to move on. You've got to be resilient. You got to forget it and pray on. Not Fido. But FIPO, you got to forget it and pray on. You got to leave it in the Lord's hands and know we're going forward. God used Josh in a great way in this ministry. Now we're going to pick up off what all happened, and we're going to go forward. Someone said, well, are you sad that this secret sin got revealed? Oh, listen, I'm personally glad it got revealed. Because you can't have revival until sin is revealed and sin is dealt with. You can't have the touch of God until it's done. And so I want us to understand today, we grow from this, we learn from this, we go through this. We will get you another leader. You will have a great leader. Things will be fine. We will look back upon this, and it will definitely be a defining mark in your life as a student. But it doesn't need to be a death mark to you walking with Christ. That is not the will of God. That is the will of Satan. And so in the name of Jesus, I call you to obey God. In the name of Jesus, I stand against every rebellious, every anger, every spirit of anger, every spirit of just wanting to give up over this. I stand against in the name of Jesus, and I declare today, you are a chosen generation. God has raised you up to take the gospel to the ends of the earth. God's raised you up to change the world, and you will do it. You will do it because of Him and because of His power. And I pray now in the name of Jesus, Father, would you take these young people and would you do a miracle in their lives? Fill them with the forgiveness of God. Fill them with the power of God. And may they know and may they experience great hope, Lord, great hope for the future of their own lives and great hope about the future of this youth ministry and this student ministry. Bring us our next leader. You already have him chosen. You've already called him. God's not surprised, and God didn't go on Thursday, oops, that's a bad deal. Now, what am I going to do? No, Lord, you have a plan, and you're working, and we thank you for it. So reveal to us your plan. We pray today for Josh and Stacy. Would you please, Lord, heal their lives? God, would you take Josh and move him to deep repentance? Lord, would you take him and put him back together? Help us to know how to minister to him, to bring him where he needs to be before the Father. And Lord, whatever he ends up in life doing, may God bless him eventually because of a defining mark where yes, embarrassment and shame has occurred, but repentance has become a major mark of that in his life. So Lord, move him to repentance, and may you grace Stacy today with the love of God. The love of God. The love of God. And would you bless those children? And may your favor go with them and before them. And may your power be revealed through them. And we ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen. And amen. Kids, I love you. And Jesus loves you too, all right? Y'all can return to your chair. Folks, if you would you be seated? Thank you so much today for letting me have that personal privilege. I know we've gone just a little bit over today. That was not by design, but I want to tell you, we really needed to do what we just did. All right? And if you get jacked out of shape about that because you're going to be 10 minutes less than where you ought to be at your lunch appointment, then, you know, hey, dude, you're probably coming to the wrong church because we're going to follow God. And we're going to do what God wants us to do. So I pray that God will bless and God will use and God will do what He wants to do in our midst.